Hey guys, welcome back to what would be episode 2 of Cricket Talks Online, or episode 4 of Cricket Talks Extra. Now we're gonna, if you've seen my LinkedIn page, I put a post out quickly a couple hours ago. I really should be doing it on Instagram as well, but I put a post out that I'm saying I'm gonna merge the two together. It just makes a lot more sense. So the visuals in full format will always be available on LinkedIn or Instagram. On my page is Cricket Talks Pod or Muhammad Ali on LinkedIn. And if you want to listen to the audio, it's available on all platforms where my Cricket Talks podcast is. So let's get straight into it. We're going to call this episode Reflecting on the Pakistan-New Zealand game and the series as a whole. So obviously Pakistan lost their first two games. This game was needed for a consolation win. Finally, Pakistan did manage to get that win in, even though it was only with two balls to spare. People who had a point to prove, you could say Rizwan had a big point to prove. Haider Ali had an innings that he needed, Hushdul Shah needed an innings that he needed, and there were also three changes that were made. The first one being Abdullah Shafiq for Hussain Dalat. Abdullah Shafiq, it sort of made sense. There was a whole idea of was he ever really fit to play international cricket, and not necessarily fit to play cricket, but more so was he ever, really ever ready. I feel like this was a rash decision made from the PSL. He definitely does not have enough domestic runs to warrant a place to be in the T20 team. I do think that 13 games in T20 domestic cricket and one first-class innings, despite having scored 100 in T20 domestic cricket and 133 in the domestic innings for in the Gadi Azam Trophy, if I remember correctly, it's not enough to justify a international call-up. I think the PSL was a major contributing factor to it, and I do think that two seasons should be sort of the informal requirement to get a call out from the PSL. So that was the first change that was made. Hussain Dalat was brought in from that, an option that I didn't mention in the last episode that was required. Left arm batsman, left arm bowler. He does offer that bowling option if it's required with the medium pace when the seamers do go for runs, and they have really been during the season, this series. They haven't been very economical apart from Shaheen in the first T20 and Fahim Ashraf sort of throughout. Apart from that, Wahab Riaz and Harris Ralph have been fairly expensive, and Shaheen Afridi after that. So that was the first change that was made. Imad Vasim was made for the second. He was taken out, which really was a weird decision from the PCB. It wasn't really needed, but Iftikhar was brought in. If you could look at the reasons around it, it's probably because Iftikhar is not going to be playing in the test matches, hence giving some playing time without it being a completely useless tour for him. And Wahab was also taken out, which ideally kind of makes sense in my mind. He did go for quite a few runs. He didn't really perform with the bat, and Hasnain was brought in, so I guess they would have used him obviously as an express bowler. He doesn't actually bat at all. So that was the three changes that were made. So from the get-go, Pakistan bowled. They won the toss. Some Guptu and Saifa once again were playing some really, really good cricket. They were constantly manipulating the field. As soon as you went a hint off, whether it was line or length, they would just dispatch you for six. An example of that would have been when Mohammad Hasnain, the bowler who was brought in, was bowling some really good deliveries around the third or fourth over, straight on middle stump on a good length, really struggling to make, really making it hard work for Guptill to rotate the strike and score off those deliveries. And as soon as he went a hint onto leg side, Guptill had enough leverage to hook it for six, which really determines how. And really displays how hard it was as a bowler to be in those conditions from both sides. Another standout bowler in that sense would have been Fahim Ashraf once again, 4 overs, 20 runs, and 3 wickets, if I'm not wrong, 5 and over, which is outstanding as a bowler. You'd think six was a great economy 3 years back, and with the development of T10 cricket and the dynamics and ability of batsmen nowadays, Glenn Maxwell is transforming the game. Batting as a whole has made economies just generally be quite higher. So, 7 economy, 8 economy has been quite respectable in a lot of situations. But to go for 5 economy against a strong New Zealand side who have just been thrashing them the last two games was really impressive stuff. It kind of looked like a revenge spell, which is a weird way to put it, but it's how I'd put it. Of Fahim Ashraf, since he's been away for a while and he's come back fighting. Harris Ralph once again was. Took a couple wickets but wasn't amazing with the ball. He went quite expensive, and Shaheen was quite expensive despite his 2 wickets as well. New Zealand put about 173 up, which was a fairly competitive score. I do think that I'm not going to be a hypocrite to it. 170 is 173 does not guarantee you a win by any means on those conditions. 180 would have been, and it was kind of proven in that case. Before we get on to that, Devin Conway was also a standout performer. I don't talk as much about the New Zealand batsmen as there are a few players that I don't have enough information to talk about. Devin Conway, hats off to him. Played an extraordinary innings. He was hitting some balls for sixes that, would every other batsman would hit for two or would dab for one. So hats off to him as well. Straight onto the Pakistan innings, who had a point to prove? Mohammad Rizwan had a point to prove. Haider Ali had an innings that was needed. Hushdil Shani had an innings that was needed. Mohammad Rizwan, fair play to him. I did say that despite him, due to his body size, he doesn't necessarily have the power to be able to hit those balls out of the six the way I don't know Shaheen Afridi has the leverage to do because of his height, or a Hushdil Shah does because of his build. But fair play to him. He took foot he ex fully exploited his ability to time the ball very well and hit some amazing balls for six. Hit balls that were before previously getting them out on a good length, on a hard short length, he was just dispatching them for six just from pure timing, which was really good to see. He hit about 89 off about 50 balls, which was a great strike rate. Hit a few sixes, hit about 10 fours, so that was really good to see. Haider Ali couldn't really get going again, scored about 13 odd. Hushdil Shah couldn't really get going again. Mohammad Hafeez, a great innings from him, 41 off about 20 odd balls. So that was a great way to finish the year for him, averaging about 80 odd from the end of the year. He does become the highest scorer in T20 cricket, in international cricket this year, beating KL Rahul, who was second now, by a whole two innings, which is massive in international cricket. And to do that at 40 years of age makes the point even bigger. Age is really just a factor if you're fit enough. So that was kind of what we took away from the game. Shadab Khan really couldn't get going either. And from a contextual point of view, obviously Rizwan hit that 89. He took it right to the end until he got out, unfortunately, when there's about 3 of 3 needed, which proved the point that, Pakistan really do need some stability. If, say, hey, they've already put 30 on the board of a quick 30, slightly higher risk, then maybe would have won the game with a lot more balls to spare. But we really did take it to two balls, which really does still prove the point that we're not putting enough runs on the board. There really is some instability in the batting order. It's sort of who turns up on the day sort of thing, which isn't really promising, sorry. Which really isn't promising when you're playing international cricket and regarded as a big playing nation, and especially with that we were number one T20 side just a few months back, and going into the World Cup in 9 months, there's a lot of questions that need to be asked around that. Now, that was my kind of take on the New Zealand Pakistan series. Going into the Test series, obviously Babar Azam has now been ruled out of the first Test. What does that mean? Well, they've got some selection choices. I'm going to make a separate video on that, but it's going to be a very interesting Test to see. I do personally think that New Zealand might be able to get the win just because of their ability to adapt. I don't think Pakistan are just going to be able to adapt well enough. I do think they're going to be caught out with the swing, but that's a whole nother conversation. I'm going to do that in the next video. But for now, you have just listened to episode 4 of Cricket Talks Extra. The audio will be available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. And if you want to watch the video in full format, you're watching it now, LinkedIn or Instagram, Cricket Talks Pod. And please follow my socials, check out my other videos, check out my podcast. Let me know what you thought of the series, who was standing out for you, really needed to prove a point, who didn't prove a point, whose selection is on the line, all these sort of questions that can be asked. And let me know your thoughts, and I'll see you guys on episode 5 of Cricket Talk Extra.